Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting second, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third, the catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth, the left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck strikes out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Moore reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball four. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Ott reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen strikes out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber strikes out. There goes Herman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bartel is hit by the pitch. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack bunts towards the mound. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. French moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. French moves to third. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. French scores. Herman moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marti hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Clay Bryant pinch runs for Dick Bartel. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Bryant moves to third. Mancuso moves to second. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hack reaches second base with a double. Bryant scores. Mancuso scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camporis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Meaner now playing shortstop. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Cliff Melton. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery who is chasing the ball. Gallen reaches third base with a triple. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lieber strikes out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marty hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 3 in the game. Danning strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Demery reaches second base with a double. Ott scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. French moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. French scores. Hack moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gallen bunts for an out with unknown description. Hack scores. Herman moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman scores. There goes Lieber trying to get to third. Moore throws the ball into Camporis, who tags Lieber for the out. It's 8-3, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple strikes out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Camporis reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Camporis scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gerges moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-4 in the game. Danning strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ott hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.